This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with NCC cadets, NSS volunteers, Youth Exchange Program cadets, W artists, and tribal guests of the Republic Day celebrations 2025 at his residence, 7 Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi yesterday. During the interaction, the Prime Minister emphasized the importance of national unity and diversity, urging all participants to interact with people from different states to strengthen the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. He highlighted how such interactions foster understanding and unity, which are vital for the nation's progress. Mr. Modi emphasized that fulfilling duties as responsible citizens is the key to achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat. He urged everyone to remain united and committed to strengthening the nation through collective efforts. The Prime Minister encouraged youth to register on the My Bharat portal and actively engage in activities that contribute to nation building. During the conversation, the Prime Minister discussed some key initiatives of the government which are helping make the life of people better. The Prime Minister also interacted with foreign participants. These participants expressed joy in attending the program, praised India's hospitality and shared positive experiences of their visits. Akashvani and Doordarshan are fully geared up for the live coverage of the 76th Republic Day Parade from Kartavya Path on 26 January. To review the preparedness at Kartavya Path, Secretary of Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju took stock of the arrangements made by Akashvani and Doordarshan for the live coverage. He lauded the efforts of Akashvani and Doordarshan teams. Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said that this time, 4K cameras have been deployed to ensure high-quality picture resolution, which is 8 times better than before. He also mentioned that the parade will be broadcast on the Waves OTT platform.
We broadcasting the parade line, but in addition to that, there are also some programs that we have compiled from our archives. The previous parades in previous years where the Honorable President had taken the salute. So some very interesting stories and facts from the previous year's parades are also being compiled into programs, which will be available for digital audiences.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that investors are showing interest in multiple sectors, including technology, semiconductors, AI, electronics, manufacturing, research and design. Mr. Vaishnaw said that Davos is at a very important juncture in the global geopolitical and geoeconomic scenario. Talking to the media at the World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday, the minister said that despite all the disruption and issues the world is facing today, India has emerged as a very trusted country that respects intellectual property rights. He said that India has clearly demonstrated to the world that under all circumstances, it is a country that believes in peace, growth for everybody, and inclusive development. He added that this is a special occasion for everyone as India's pavilion is fully integrated with all the state pavilions and the entire India team is present as one team at Davos. In Jammu and Kashmir, in a significant blow to terror networks, the Special Investigation Unit of J&K Police has attached properties worth crores belonging to 11 Pakistan-based terror commanders in the Kishtwar district. The attached properties, including land and assets, were seized. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the operation is part of the government's larger strategy to curb the threat posed by militancy and dismantle terror infrastructure in the region. The Madhya Pradesh government has banned the sale of liquor in 17 religious towns of the state, including in Ujjain, Mehar, Omkareshwar, Orchha and Chitrakoot. The decision was made in the state cabinet meeting held yesterday at Maheshwar in Khargone district, known as the holy city of Lokmata Ahilya Bai. This decision will come into effect on April 1. 47 liquor shops in 17 religious towns will be completely closed and these shops will not be relocated. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav informed the media about this decision. In Australian Open tennis, men's singles title clash has been set up between defending champion and top seed Jannik Sinner of Italy and second seed German Alexander Zverev to be played on Sunday. Sinner moved into his second Australian Open final with a commanding 7-6, 6-2, 6-2 victory over the 21st seed Ben Shelton of United States. And that is the end of this news bulletin.